So here's to all of the good thinkers.
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with Edward Martinez, the CEO of Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants. He explains how new oil refineries will be completely different environmentally in the United States due to technological advancements. Plus, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner Brian Kulk talks about issues with wind energy and how there may be less of it in the future. He also talks about his new role at the Energy Environmental Research Center in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Plus, the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off and much, much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Not letting this moment pass you by.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with U.S. Senator John Hoeven, Heidi Heitkamp, and U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer. This is U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
We voted both Governor Perry and Congressman Zinke out of our Energy Committee and hope to get them to the floor very soon. That's important because we're talking about the Department of Energy and the Department of the Interior, both very important for North Dakota in terms of energy, Native American issues, and of course, agriculture. I spoke with Secretary of the Army Robert Speer, and he's now directed the Corps of Engineers to proceed with the easement so that the Dakota Access Pipeline can be completed. In addition, we continue to work with the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and the Corps of Engineers to secure additional law enforcement resources to work with state and local law enforcement at the site.
And that was U.S. Senator John Hoeven. Next, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
I've known Rex Tillerson since I've been here because we obviously as an executive of a major oil company, when we were working on oil exports and working on other issues involving the oil industry, we spent a lot of time visiting with him. So having known him and know that he is somebody who is has a strong personality and that he's willing to take this job, that's important. And I think he brings a different dynamic to the State Department. And I look forward to seeing whether he's going to be able to do deals. The question that I have was really, where are you in Russia? What's your opinion? And we had a long discussion about that. We had a long discussion about Central America, which I think is critical to our border security. We had a long discussion about soft power and what he thought about soft power. And I will tell you, I think that he will be, when necessary, a countervailing voice in this administration, and that's why I voted for him, because I think he's a strong personality with a lot of strong opinions, most of which I agree with, and I expect that he will have the ability and the ear of this administration, and I think that's a good thing.
To listen to the full-length interview with U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp or Senator John Hoeven, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off, The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the Bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Nick Candido, the CEO of Progressly.
What kind of learning curve are you finding? Oil and gas especially, you know, they've got a lot of seasoned veterans who are either particularly fond of the way they're doing things or just people that maybe are not understanding technology as fast as they should. How are you finding, and you can go into different industries too, but just the overall learning curve, you know, with bringing this digital world or this wired world into the workplace?
Yeah, well, I think it helps to be mindful of the fact that the big crew change is something that's coming for an industry like oil and gas, right? 50% of the workforce is going to retire in the next 10 years. So they're already thinking through what is the next generation of work going to do. Where we align nicely with the workers that are already within these companies today is that we fundamentally don't want to change the way you're doing your job at all. We want to give you a tool that helps you be more productive with the job that you're doing. So we really fit into their existing workflow. And then based on using the tool, which is meant to be as simple as possible, only then can you augment the way you're working. But if that's not our recommendation, that's up to the people who have built these companies.
How long have you been in business?
We founded the company in 2014. And earlier this year, we announced a pretty senior technology executive joining our team and a sizable round of financing to start to fuel our growth within oil and gas and other industries.
Are you finding that the, and I don't know if this will make sense, but if it doesn't, you know, obviously ask for further explanation, but kind of right now, there's been over the last 10 years, there's been kind of a transition out of the tangible marketplace, which would be like a Johnson & Johnson or a Tyson chicken or whatever, where it's an actual item you can feel. And when the digital revolution came, I call it the Facebook generation, to where it's an intangible type of a product. You're kind of in that hybrid to where you've got a tangible product, because at the end of the day, it's a software, it's something along those lines to help streamline their business a little bit more. But also, it's an intangible product because it's not a big Caterpillar or Bobcat or big heavy machinery that everybody can look at and feel. Are you finding that your current business model is going very well for you? Are you seeing signs that you possibly might have to branch out into other realms and other areas?
Yeah, I think, you know, the big thing for us is that software as a service and technology solutions that can be accessed wherever you have access to the internet, where there's no software to download, there's no implementation costs, it makes life very easy on IT from a security and privacy standpoint. That's the wave that's happened in technology over the last 15 years. And at the end of the day, we're mindful of where technology is strong. Technology is really strong in giving people the information they need to do a great job. So we know that there's still a tangible piece to our business and that we help goods and services be produced. But technology, we think, is the way where you can unify and collaborate in a way that you weren't able to do that 15 years ago. And that's ultimately where we can bridge the gap. And I think we've done a good job of that so far as a company.
To listen to the full-length interview with Nick Candido, the CEO of Progressly, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
So won't you come and roll that
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.